Narrative frameworks. 79. What do we see around us? A depraved society of deteriorating values? Or a burgeoning justice? A society reclaiming its truth without knowing how to, and thus falling apart at the seams? For how can we reclaim our truth if we no longer know what our truth is? We are struggling around in the dark, reclaiming something we no longer know, reclaiming something that is so forgotten that it has become so unfamiliar to us, and is so unfamiliar to us that it has become so forgotten. But perhaps we can question what we are seeing. Are we seeing the breakdown of a society, or are we seeing a society that is no longer aligned to the values that it has been fed, and thus a dissonance which creates suffering, strife, conflict? For all the tools of love and life removed and disrespected. And so we know what we don't want. We know we don't want the existence of a rotten system, the rottenness of system. We know what we don't want. And this in some ways is a dualistic definition, because we can define what we don't want and therefore have a sense of what we do want without actually defining what we do want. It's just standing in opposition to what we don't want. We know we don't want a system with a rotten core, a system that has no heart. But we don't know what we do want. Because it is so implicit in us and yet ignored even within us. Our very heart, the spiritual dimension of self, fenced off and ignored. The indivisible, non-dual essence. Barricaded against. Shut away, annexed into oblivion. What would happen if we acknowledge this heart of who we are, this non-dual truth? We wouldn't just exist in nothingness, in an everything and nothing of unmanifest potential. The non-dual naturally moves into the dual, moves through the dual. And so the non-dual will, perhaps seemingly ironically, manifest itself in a system. just not a rotten one, so long as the system that is manifest is not too distanced from the non-dual core. And perhaps this is what has happened with the systems we see in the world around us. They have become too distanced from the core. They have the healthy core, the vibrant core, the center point. And in becoming too distanced, they have began to deteriorate and break down because there's no life energy sustaining them anymore. The non-dual life energy has been moved out from. The system has crystallized into its dualistic values, its abstractions. We're lost in those dualistic values, those abstractions. And the core is forgotten. So maybe it's all just a natural rhythm of the universe moving from its core to its edges, and at its edges breaking down, just as we as individuals break down at our edges if we have boxed ourselves away, divided ourselves up in so much detail that we've forgotten the overarching context. So maybe a true system, an alive system, does not on the surface look too different from the system we have now. And yet it would be totally different if integrated with the non-dual core. Any system that emerges from the non-dual core, as all systems do emerge from, because systems emerge from the essence which all is born from, systems are means of exchange, flow. Yet we can have a system with a loving core and not a rotten one. We can establish a loving core at the heart of the systems we live by. And for this, we need a loving core within ourselves, not a rotten one. And then maybe it is established around us. The core truth is established in the peripheral operation. And the establishment becomes not an establishment of construct and construction, but an establishment of truth and of the flow of this truth into and out of all the units or apparent units of exchange within it, all the relations and interrelations of beings within being. A depraved society is one that denies the being at core. And sometimes a depraved society disguises itself as civilized. And as truth is sought and truth is reclaimed, it appears as though what is called civilization is breaking down. And it appears as though there is depravity. But perhaps what is happening is the depravity at core which was disguising itself as civilized, is what is no longer tenable. And depraved systems that have put themselves forward as civilized are feeling the stress, feeling the strain of this burgeoning truth that can no longer be lived without, individually and collectively. And so what we see is the breakdown of society might be the necessary shake-up that is required in the transition towards a world that operates more deeply in truth. And sometimes in the healing process, individually or collectively, as a society, things have to get better before. Sorry, things have to get worse before they get better. Or there needs to be some uncertainty before there can be a greater clarity. There needs to be some unpredictability before the healed state can emerge. And maybe this is why depravity disguised as society, as civilization, has to be so regulatory, has to be so regulated, because the unpredictability that is the healing process cannot be allowed to happen by the powers and interest groups that want society to stay sick because it serves them. So the more life tries to come back to itself, the more regulation is imposed to prevent that process from being given the adequate space in which it can happen. Society is reclaiming its truth as you are. And this perhaps requires less external change than what we anticipate or what we might think, and more a shift in the internal state of being. From a state of being a single point of focus within a broader machine, to being the universe in a single point of focus. The machine, the system, seeks to replicate the universe, be a replication of the universe. But on its own terms. But the universe and the universal cannot ever be truly limited to such a system, because such a system is not big enough to contain the universal, the truth, the life. And as things change, we need to look at the definitions. Who is offering the definitions of betterment and offering the definitions of deterioration? Is it the system or is it life? What the system says is getting better, in life's terms, is often getting worse. And what the system says is getting worse may be actually the reclaiming of the power of life. Equally, it might not be. So we need to be awake, aware, attuned to the currents of the current seas.